Hello, hello, this is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Do you fear losing the people that you love or the people that are around you if you change your life, if you transform, if you transition, if you quit this job, if you stop drinking, if you change partner, if you move country? Are you afraid of being alone, losing the people that you love? Believe it or not, this is a very, very common fear, something that really stops many people from moving forward. Before we deep dive into that topic, I invite you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitations to free event and my newsletter every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
You might be really unaware of that fear that you have, that if you change, if you transition, transform, something's really bad's going to happen to the relationship you're having right now. Sometimes subconsciously, you know that if you change, let's say, for example, if you put healthy boundaries, it's going to rock the world of people around you. And they might respond negatively to you having healthy boundaries. That's a classical example, right? And you may say, well, I just don't want to be alone. I'm fearful that if I change, I'm going to lose the people around me. And it's a very, very legitimate and common fear. So let me give you a portrait, a picture of what my life was 6 years ago. So 6 years ago, you know, I was still drinking. I was right after having lost employment, my life was starting to change. Unfortunately, this change was not set by me. I didn't leave. They let me go, as many other of my colleagues. So my life already out there unwillingly had started to change. Some people that I was seeing every day, talking to every day, my colleagues that became very good friends, were very close to me. They were in my inner circle. At the time, there were what, you know, 5-10 people that were very close to me that I would speak to every week, either at work, either in my personal life. And as I moved towards the changes in my life, as I stopped drinking, some people who were very close to me that were drinking friends got a bit further from me, simply sometimes because they were respecting the fact that I was not drinking. They didn't feel comfortable with the sober me. They didn't feel comfortable with the conversation I was having with them, which I can totally understand. Or simply, they just didn't know what to do with it. And so we started to kind of, our roads, you know, started to kind of part a little bit. Some of these people I still really love and appreciate. Some of them I talk once a year. And even though they're not part of my inner close weekly, biweekly, monthly circle, in my heart, I'm still very close to them. And I'm happy they are still in that far away circle, but yet close in terms of how I feel towards them and how they feel towards me. And some of them I still really like and appreciate, but they still don't like or appreciate the changes that I made. It does not resonate with them at all. And the world into who I am now, the world of beliefs, of growth, the world of showing up in social media, of being so public about my life, all this just doesn't suit them. And they're shut down and they banned me from their social media. And I'm fine with this. I still like them. I still appreciate them. I still understand that this is a choice they've made for themselves and that in terms of their own value and who they are, it doesn't resonate with them anymore. And that's absolutely fine. And then there's the other thing. 6 years ago, there were people that were further in my circle that I kind of was acquainted to, but was not totally comfortable with them. Either they were sober people or entrepreneurs, or either they were very spiritual people or other kind of people. And I have one in mind, an artist. I met her maybe 15 years ago when my sister and I were sharing a cottage. And she's an artist. She's kind of an angel. You know, she has that pure energy. She's a really grounded, simple human being, really. And at the time, I thought she was weird. I liked her. I was attracted to her, but I was not comfortable around her. My energy kind of was not compatible with hers at the time, but I don't know what she saw in me, but she, you know, we had conversations. I always had my glass of wine. She hardly drank, but she, I don't know, you know, we had a connection somehow, but I didn't feel comfortable around her. Now I talk to her, not a lot, but when I'm in contact with her, I totally resonate with her and I feel very good in her angelic energy. So, which I didn't at the time at all. I felt awkward. I felt I didn't deserve to be around somebody like that. I didn't feel good enough for her, I think. But now I feel good being me and I'm happy to be around her. And I've very rare, but I know sincere conversation with her. And then there were people that I'd not even didn't know they existed in this world and never been in contact with. And I'm not talking about clients here, right? I'm talking about really real people. And I'm not saying clients are not real people, but I'm talking about people outside of, you know, people I would have acquired as clients. But people that didn't know they existed. I didn't know anything about what they're doing. And now they're part of my weekly, monthly, you know, conversation. I speak to them all the time. And I never thought that they would be in my life, that I would even have conversation with them. And they bring so much richness into my life. So what I want to illustrate here is that 6 years ago, you would have told me all this, right? All those new people, all those people in that would be out, all those people in that would be closer, all those closer people that would be further. I would have freaked out. I would have really freaked out because I was looking at it with the posture I was at the time, with where I was at my life at, you know, at the time I was still drinking at the time. I was in that profession. I just had lost it, but I still was wearing that executive suit. So if you would have told me that all those people, you know, all those changes, I would have really probably been really afraid of what was in front of me. And it's normal because you always look at things from where you are. 6 years later, if you tell me today that maybe half of the people that I talked to today, I won't be in contact with them in a couple years from now, I will be okay with it because I have now the certainty that new people will come in. I have the certainty I don't need that many people in my life, to be honest, but even that, I have the certainty that new people will come in. As my life changes, as my journey goes into different direction, there will be new people in my life. And I know that some people that are close now, that maybe were close even 6 years ago, might not even be there. Some people that I thought would be there forever might not be there forever. And that's just fine. Because now I've made that experience. And I made that experience, and we all have that experience. We just don't realize it. If you think about you in high school, and you think about how many people in high school were your best friends, with whom you shared so much, your pain, your joy, about you share what you wanted to become in life. Even when you started university or college or even, you know, in your first job, right? Where you felt so close and so acquainted to people at the time. And if at that time we would have said, well, in 10 years, none of those people are going to be around, or one people is going to be around. You would have probably not believed it, but you went around, you went around, got a new job, a new partner, changed city, country, had kids, whatever happened in your life. And then new people started to drop in and other people went away. You know, it's the same thing when people become parents sometimes, right? They see a lot of people going away and then new people coming in. It's the same thing. So you changing, you transitioning, you transforming will be unsettling for certain people around you. And I know there's the saying, well, if they were your true friends, they're going to stay. I don't have that belief. I believe that you can have true friends. They may go because it's not that they're not your true friends anymore. It's just this is not what they have chosen for themselves. And that's as good. I have one person in mind. She's utterly professional. She's so good. She's so intelligent. She writes beautifully. I really look up to her in many ways. She has a lot of things that I really, really appreciate her. She's a brain too. And she's a heart too. And she's a lot of great things. But she's really shut me down from all her social media. And I knew he was going to come one day, because when I started to show up, not being the business person anymore, but being more self-growth, in the RTT world, in the coaching world, in the self-help, all that kind of energy and place, I knew she would not be comfortable with that. And she's a knowledgeable person, you know, in many of the topics that I talk about. And I think she differs from some of the things that I'm talking about. And you know what? I'm perfectly okay with this now. I still love her. I still appreciate her. I still look up to her. But she's made the choice that how I show up, what I am, who I am now, is no longer what she wants around her. And I absolutely respect it. And I respect it because I know that I am enough. I know that what I do right now, how I show up right now, what I share now, I help people now, and how I live my life now is where I want to be. And it's aligned with who I am as a human being at this point in time of my life. So it may happen to you too. It's not a question of some people being better. Oh, this one is, oh, she stopped evolving. She stopped growing. She's not spiritual. She's not this. I don't buy into that crap. I don't. People have their own journey. And if themselves, this journey of the subconscious mind, of the beliefs, the limiting beliefs, all this doesn't suit them and they think it's crap, that's fine. It doesn't mean that they're not as good. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, lower or whatever. It just means that they've chosen a different journey, a different sets of belief, and that's all good. So my conclusion to this is, yes, if you change, people will move away from you, especially if you start establishing healthy boundaries. Some people will be drawn closer to you. Some people that you don't even know exist will start to be attracted to you, and you'll be attracted to them as well. There's a whole world out there that will be changing once you change. And this is absolutely acceptable. And it's part of the human journey to experience those changes. And most likely, the chance that you will be all alone forever is just the limiting belief that you have and just a fear. Because in reality, as soon as you start having new interests, reading new things, talking to new people, getting involved in new groups, some people will get attracted to that. And some people will move away. And it's all good because it's all part of the journey. So I hope this helps. If the fear of being alone, if you change, is showing up in your subconscious mind and your conscious mind sometimes, and you want to talk about it because this is something you really want to get over with, I encourage you to sign up to my website and book a 30 free minutes call, and we can really talk about this and see how this is just an untrue belief that you can absolutely undo to make the changes that you want to make in your own life. So until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.